Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Last Monday, the Senate Judiciary Committee began the hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill the next seat as United States Supreme Court Justice. We're going to be talking about that on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we're already a week into these hearings. It starts off with the Senate Judiciary Committee. They began by hearing testimony from Amy Coney Barrett, opening statements, and then each of the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee have the opportunity to present opening statements as well. The second day then moved over to questions, and they'll have different questions, and then the other day that would be as part of that opening hearing last week was individuals, experts, and others that testify regarding their understanding of who Judge Amy Coney Barrett is, particularly not only as a person, but certainly as a judge. And of course, that's the most critical thing, is what is her judicial philosophy? And it is for that reason, Holly, that there is so much opposition to her, because putting Amy Coney Barrett in the vacant seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will ultimately affect a sea change on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Absolutely. I mean, we are in favor. She is an originalist regarding laws, and that's the most important thing for a justice. We don't need an activist. We already have some of those on there, and we see the problems that is causing. You know, that is not the job of the justices to advocate for laws. It is there to follow the Constitution.
And the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg was the most judicial activist judge in recent memory on the Supreme Court, and certainly the most activist judge on the court in which she served. She was always on the wrong side of abortion. She actually was so much on the wrong side of abortion that she actually made a public statement that said that she thought abortion was to get rid of the, quote, undesirables, close quote. Now, that's from a justice who said on the United States Supreme Court that abortion, and she's right. Unfortunately, she's right. That's what abortion has been all about, to get rid of the undesirables. That's Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood's ultimate goal. First, starting with contraception to prohibit procreation of certain undesirable populations, and then ultimately eliminating undesirable populations through abortion, through the killing of innocent human beings. And so she's exactly right. However, to have a justice actually adopt that, she didn't actually criticize it. She wasn't talking about this is what Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood or some others think about abortion. That's what she thought about abortion, that it was to get rid of undesirables. Now, that's a real problem when you get a justice on the Supreme Court that actually then rules on abortion. There was not an abortion restriction that she liked. She wanted to overrule them all. And on religious freedom, she was on the wrong side as well. And when religious free exercise ultimately clashed with the free exercise of religion and LGBT, then she was always on the other side as well. Masterpiece, cake shop, always on the wrong side. So she was somebody who used that seat as a political vote, as opposed to grounding the vote in the actual Constitution, the words, the text, and the original understanding of the text before her.
You know, you look at what God created in this order. He created gender. He created male and female. Go back to the book of Genesis. And then he created marriage between one man and one woman. And then he created childbirth. And so now we see those three items being, in the reverse order, and you see the courts, the Supreme Court, you know, taking those
it's
away.
It's actually reversed, isn't it?
Yeah, with childbirth, we had the 1973 Roe versus Wade, you know, which eliminated the miracle of childbirth by just saying we can eliminate children. And then in the 2015 Obergefell decision, marriage was no longer legally between one man and one woman. You could say two men or two women could be married together legally. And then gender. Now we're looking at transsexual, transgender,
yeah,
and all that,
abolition of gender.
All that gender. So those three issues and areas that God
it's
created
a complete reversal
being reversed
of God's ultimately created
in that
order.
He
and created them as male and female. They came together in a marital union,
right?
Ultimately procreating children. And it really starts at a reverse, as you say, at the United States Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Not at the legislature, not in the debates, not constitutional amendments. I'm not saying that even those would be consistent with higher law, but I'm saying that the Supreme Court ultimately went above every law and overrode the will of the people.
And those three areas are the foundation of our Judeo-Christian foundation of this country, and now we're just totally obliterating those.
So this is why there's so much opposition to having Judge Amy Coney Barrett confirmed. So the Senate Judiciary Committee began the hearings last week. The plan is to have the full Senate ultimately vote on her confirmation by the end of October. Now, what happens is the Senate Judiciary Committee eventually places the nomination into the full Senate, and the Senate eventually then votes on that. So that's where we are, and that full vote, of course, is the critical component, because we're going to need, in this case, 51 votes, or a majority of the senators. Now, also, there could be a tie-breaking vote by Vice President Mike Pence, but there needs to be a majority plus one. So that's where we are. It's a very critical seat to fill, and it is important to fill it with someone who respects the rule of law. Amy Coney Barrett could not be a better candidate, both in her personal life. She is a mother. She is a mother who's married happily to Jesse. She has seven children, two adopted children. One child has Down's syndrome. Her youngest natural-born son has Down's syndrome. She has someone who also has an incredible personality to be able to get together and interact with people of different views. Doesn't mean she's changing her legal theories or her legal ideas, but like Scalia. Scalia didn't change his legal approach to cases, but yet he was very good friends to the late Justice Ginsburg. They were great friends. They went on vacations together. They went to the opera together.
But her legal qualifications, as well as her recommendations, are stellar.
Right.
You can't have a better candidate for this.
Yeah, she served as the clerk at the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, and she also served as a clerk on the D.C. Court of Appeals, and she served as a clerk on the Supreme Court of the United States with Justice Antonin Scalia, and she practiced both trial and appellate practice in Washington, D.C. She was appointed by Chief Justice John Roberts to sit on the Advisory Committee for Federal Rules of Appellate Procedure, where she served from 2010 to 2016. She also has been a sitting federal judge, where she actually has been serving. I said she clerked. She actually serves on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. She didn't clerk there. She serves there and has been since 2017, issuing over or being a part of over 500 cases in those 3 years.
And she was nominated by President Trump for that position as well.
She was nominated for President Trump by that position. She was one of the people that was talked about during the nomination of Kavanaugh. It was between her and Kavanaugh. And now, of course, she is back with this nomination. And on all fronts, personality-wise, family-wise, and especially judicial philosophy-wise, that is an ideal pick by President Donald Trump.
Yeah, she's the one for such a time as this.
She really is. And this change in the seat could make a huge change in a lot of different cases. Now, obviously, you can't predict where they're going to go on different cases. But I say this, if you follow the law as it's written and intended, you don't have abortion decisions because it's not in the Constitution. you don't have same-sex marriage. It's not in the Constitution. And you have free exercise of religion that trumps anything that tries to come against it. You have strong free exercise of religion in the First Amendment. So it would trump when it comes up to LGBT issues if it ultimately was a free exercise of religion case. So there's a lot of cases. Second Amendment, it's pretty clear that that's part of the Constitution. That's been under attack for a number of years. And so many other issues. The point is, we want a judge or a justice that just simply follows the law. That's as simple as that. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Barrett, to learn more about her, and also make sure you sign the petition and send a fax to the senators.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.